You're listening to the Teens for the Nation podcast. Let's get right into this. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Teens for the Nation podcast with your host, Cade McLemore. I'm not going to try to make this too fancy or anything like that. But I do want to say that if you are struggling with depression or anxiety or any of that, I have a couple of episodes that might help with that. As we progress within the next couple of months, part of what I want to talk about is things that you struggle with. So if something you're struggling with hasn't been posted yet, I promise it's coming. And for a couple of different ones that are bigger, like talking about the struggle with certain addictions, whether if it's lust or drugs or any of that, there's a few different people I think I'm going to bring on. But, you know, if there's something that you're struggling with that you don't think that I know about and you don't think that I'm going to share it, message me. Because I'm going to talk about a lot. And it may take 3-4 months, but we're going to talk about it all because people need to hear it. When we talk about these different struggles and stuff, I really don't want to kick it off with anything too funny because it's pretty serious. We'll get back to some joking around episodes, and I may throw a few in, you know, here and there, just having fun talking about, you know, how good God is, because He is very good, and that's part of the reason why we're talking about this. But, I just want to go ahead and start this off with a Bible verse, since today we're going to be talking about forgiveness, and forgiving others, and forgiving yourself, and God's forgiveness. We'll probably try to fit all three of these into one episode, so it might be a little longer than normal. But let's go ahead and start it off that it says, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgive each other just as Christ God forgave you, Ephesians 4:32. That is a very impactful verse based off the first section of forgiveness we're going to talk about is forgiving others. One thing I like to start off with, and this is not to be condemning or anything, but if you don't forgive others, God can't forgive you. Because God set forgiveness in place back, Lord, way back before way I was born, you know. But one of the big things that we have to do is forgive other people so that we can forgive ourselves and that so God can forgive us. Because that's what it starts with, you know. And one of the things I've learned is that when I mess up, whether if it gets somebody against myself or against God, I have to immediately turn to God. Because without Him, there is no forgiveness. There is no love. There is no mercy, no grace. There is none of it because He started it all. But one thing that I would like to say is that if you're struggling with forgiving somebody because they've harmed you or if they've said some not nice words to you or just struggle and forgive them for anything, it's going to take time. I have a lot of people that it took a long time to forgive. And luckily, I don't have the problem with forgiveness, but it came to my attention on a conversation with me and my aunt the other day that people struggle with forgiveness differently. I take forgiveness easily, like I forgive quickly, but not everybody knows how to do that or can do that. And that's one of the reasons why it felt very vital to me to make this episode is because people struggle with forgiveness. Another scripture that I'd like to speak is bear with each other and forgive one another. If you have any grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. Colossians 3:13. The reason I like that one so much is because so many of them, and I can't find it right now, but there's a verse that basically says, forgive others as He forgave you. Oh, we just read it, Ephesians 4:32. Silly me. Because He forgave us first. And that's kind of like, you know, if you go to a restaurant, somebody buys your meal, a lot of times they'll say, pass it on. And, you know, that's because they did that for you. Show the same mercy and grace and kindness. Now, I'm not saying go next, you know, spend all your money and go buy somebody some food, but show mercy. They showed love. Now you show love. You know, just tell somebody they looked good today or tell them Jesus loves them or just, you know, kindness. Kindness equals kindness, just as forgiveness equals forgiveness. There is no easy way just to say get over it and forgive people. My best advice is just pray about it. God will give a way because he did me, and it didn't necessarily feel like there was a way, but there was. There very much was. And he showed me the way, and now I walk in forgiveness each and every day. Now that we've kind of covered forgiving other people, let's go to forgiving yourself. That can be very hard. And I've done a lot of stuff that it took me a long, long time to forgive myself. That's kind of, the one thing that I would say I struggle with for a while. Because I hurt a lot of people. I messed up a lot of relationships. And I just had a lot of trouble forgiving myself. But what I will say is, as I started praying, the Lord said, nobody hates you. Nobody has a grieve against you. Nobody is mad. Why aren't you forgiving yourself? I forgave you first. That's what the Lord told me. I forgave you. And that's what it all starts with. If the Lord can forgive us for, I mean, heck, murdering somebody, and I'm just throwing out the biggest, boldest thing, then why can't I forgive myself for cussing somebody out or, and I'm not condoning the acts. I'm just saying, forgive yourself. Life is so much more precious than just walking around being mad at yourself or, hating yourself. It's not worth it. It really is not worth it. I kind of want to tie into the forgiving yourself. I kind of want to tie them all three together based on one scripture that I found. It says, but if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will for not forgive your sins. And that ties into the whole thing that I just said. If you can't forgive others, God can't forgive you. If you can't forgive and start there, then how could God forgive you? If you can't be kind to other people, you're most likely not going to get kindness back. It's kind of like the golden rule, do unto others as you would, or that's a scripture for the golden rule, but treat others as you want to be treated, Let's treat the world with kindness and forgive quickly. One of my grandmothers, I have too many of them because my family's weird, but she says all the time, love with all your heart and forgive quickly. And she said that to me for years and I always thought, are you crazy? But she's not crazy. She's silly, yes, but she's not crazy. She knows what she's talking about. The quicker you forgive, the quicker God can begin to work into your heart. And that's a big thing. I'm going to go ahead and move straight on to the forgiveness of God. Mind you, before I talk about this, I have messed up in every last way that you could imagine. I've done a lot of bad. But here's the good side of that. The Lord God forgives me, and I can, be forgiven based on my sins. When you were born into this world, you were destined to sin. In fact, there's a bunch of scriptures about that. I'm going to see if I can find one. But, that's basically what it all is about. Is forgiving others so that God can forgive you of your trespasses. I mean, heck, don't we know the big scripture? Or the not the scripture. What am I thinking? Get my head in the game. The Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us of all our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. There is so said many times in the Bible that if we forgive others, God will forgive us. And that's it. You don't have to, go to a confessional. You don't have to talk with a priest. You don't have to talk with anybody except God. That's the beautiful thing about, Jesus. And I'm not going to go into too many details because that's definitely a conversation for another day. All the blood covenant and all that mess. But you can go to God one-on-one in your bedroom, in your bathroom, in your car, in your, you know, in the church, wherever you are. You can just say, hey, God, I'm sorry. I messed up again. Can you forgive me? It's not that hard. You know, so many people try to overcomplicate it, but it's really not that complicated. He's so loving and so gracious that we can do that. And sometimes it's hard to believe. It really is, and I understand that. But he's there all the time. 28 hours a day and 8 days a week. And, you know, that's pretty much it. I can't say a whole lot other else, you know. And I could go deeper into it, you know, like, when you ask God for forgiveness, he says that he throws our sins into the sea of forgetfulness. So if you have this weird feeling that, you know, you ask for forgiveness, but he still knows what I did. I messed up bad. He don't remember. You asked him for forgiveness, and he says, you did what I asked. I'm going to forget your sins. You got to remember, he is God. He can forget and remember whatever he wants. But he chooses to forget our sins. That's so awesome, if you ask me. But anywho, well, I really hope this is, you know, impactful to you, and I plan on, you know, expanding on different topics. I can't guarantee what each week is because I got so many ideas and I'm praying about them. And as the week goes on, whenever the Lord speaks it to me, I sit my butt down in my chair and record. But that's pretty much it. Thank you for listening. If you need anything, reach out. My Instagram is Teens for the Nation, same as it's on everything. Reach out. I'll be glad to pray with you. Or, you know, if you want to share your testimony, let's do it. Let's get something on the road. Let's impact teenagers' lives. Let teenagers be heard. Let's change some lives one day at a time. One Sunday at 12 o'clock. Thank you for listening. I hope you have an absolutely wonderful day. And remember, love with all your heart and forgive quickly. I'll see you on the next episode. Have a great day. Bye-bye.